Today, after the rededication of America, 2 days later, a beautiful day, we're going to read the President's proclamation that was done on National Day of Prayer that we just now have access to. And we will pray after some of its paragraphs. If you need to read it in an entirety, feel free to click on the link. On the National Day of Prayer, our President sent out this proclamation. We honor America's enduring tradition of prayer, faith, and trust in Almighty God. And as we celebrate 250 years, glorious years, of American independence, we pledge to never forget the countless blessings God has bestowed upon our people and our country. So we take a pause at this moment and pray into that. We thank you, God, and that is true. We agree. We do not want to forget anything that you have done for our country and for your people. In it, we thank you that it has had a tradition of prayer, faith, and trust in you, Almighty God. And we pray that will increase and not decrease. We pray anything that's come against that, Father, it will be stopped in Jesus' name. And we continue with the proclamation. From the cradles of civilization in the ancient world to the Christian empires of medieval Europe and the miraculous founding of our own nation, the entire Western experience has been connected by a golden thread of devotion to God. America's faith was seen most prominently during our struggle for independence when the Second Continental Congress declared a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer to seek God's providence and ask for his protection and blessing in their fight for freedom, virtue, and posterity. Weeks later, armed with unshakable faith, the colonies declared their independence from Great Britain on July 4th, 1776, and paved the way for freedom's ultimate victory 5 years later at Yorktown. In the years since, this proud birthright of faith moved our nation to expand the promise of independence to the furthest reaches of our continent, preserve our union in the midst of a bloody civil war, abolish slavery, win 2 world wars, defeat the evil forces of atheistic communism, plant our flag on the moon, and advance truth, beauty, and goodness in our culture every single day. Today, faith in God is resurging on American shores like never before. Throughout this historic year, we rejoice in the triumph of the American spirit, in the love and grace of Almighty God. And just as our founders came together in prayer before declaring independence, thousands of Americans gather last Thursday, May 17th, and will gather and gathered on Sunday, May 14th, and on Sunday, May 17th, the National Mall to rededicate the United States as one nation, under God. The National Day of Prayer, we proudly recommit to our magnificent birthright of faith. President encouraged all Americans to come together in prayer, reflecting on the many blessings God has given our nation and asking for his continued protection. We pray into this, Lord, even right now, with ceremonies, events, and programs in houses of worship and places of work, schools and homes. And above all, we pledge that America will always, as is written in Psalm 96, tell his glory among the nations. That may be our destiny, God. We believe that. And that we will never forget your role, God, in creating, protecting, and sustaining the freest, strongest, most prosperous, and greatest country the world has ever known. In Jesus' mighty name.